Hi there. The word for you today is, don't worry, you'll have enough. In Philippians 4 verse 19, we read the familiar words of Paul, my God shall supply all your need. Let me ask you, are you afraid that you won't have enough to meet your needs? Okay, then let's read the story of the feeding of the 5,000 and observe three things about the disciples. First, they tried to escape the problem. They told Jesus, send this crowd away that they may go and buy themselves bread. But Jesus said no. How come? Because Jesus understood that you grow by dealing with problems, not avoiding them. Your faith increases only as you place a demand on it. Lazy, inactive faith will fail you in your hour of need. So you must feed on God's word and exercise your faith every chance you get. Number two, the disciples thought that what they had wasn't enough. Listen to what they told Jesus in John 6 verse 9. There is a lad here with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? You know, God will ask you to look at what you've got, because even when it doesn't look like much, when you factor God into the equation, it'll be more than enough to meet the need. In the disciples' hands, it was just lunch for one, but the moment they put it into the hands of Jesus, something happened. It became dinner for 5,000. So put what you have into God's hands, give it to him, and let him work. And number three, only when they had obeyed his plan was their need met. When you ask God for a miracle, very often he'll give you a plan with a set of instructions. And at that point, your obedience sets the timer, activates the plan, and determines the results. With God, there's no lack and no limit. The Bible says that when it was over, and I quote Mark 6:43, they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of fish. Isn't that great? So the word for you today is, don't worry, you will have enough.